Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to recap this.
He said, cut the old people out that have been baggage in your life, that have been hindering you, point blank. Number two, cut out visitors and vision haters.
Right.
Number three, angelic assistance is coming for your life.
You're going to have a crook in your neck.
You're going to have a crook in your neck when you wake up and be like, man, it's painful. Instead of popping them pills,
glory,
you just touch the tip of your neck and the angel going to guide your hand.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to me. I told a few people the other day, I said, get ready, the archangel is going to visit you. I want to train y'all in this. Anytime a prophet gives you a word, don't just nonchalant be like, oh, okay, amen.
Remember,
saints, heaven reaction is based upon our response. If somebody comes with $1 million check, are you going to be like, oh, okay?
Right.
I gave a word that was true. I said, get ready. Some archangels are going to visit your household.
Yes, God.
Anytime Jesus Christ comes to you face to face, or he sends one of his angels to you, or even God the Father come to you, that's a big one right there, God the Father. When you see the Holy Spirit, that is a major, major thing in your life. God is about to do something very significant. And he always, watch this, he always leaves us with something. A gift, supernatural gift, supernatural fruit, supernatural deliverance. He leaves us with something. Anytime a real end-time prophet or apostle release a major word into your life, don't just take it for granted. Don't be nonchalant. Because that word that was released is going to materialize, and when it materializes, God has something for you that can change your life forever.
Hallelujah. Remember
that. Never become too common with your prophet. Just because you see me and my wife releasing prophetic words and releasing miracles into people's life, you became used to that. Don't do that, because that can stifle the blessing in your life. Always be excited for the prophetic word that's released over your life. I don't know about you. Me and my wife don't give many prophetic words. God speaks to us, but other prophets don't prophesy too much in our life. And when any time I get a prophetic word, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
That's right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You got to be here. A lot of people make it here.
A lot of people not blessed.
It's a privilege.
Hallelujah.
God don't got to give us nothing.
Amen.
You don't got to send a prophet your way for nothing. It's a privilege when a prophet, a real one, speaks in your life.
Yes, Lord.
66 books. Understand?
God is saying,
all he got to say is read your Bible. I ain't got to send nobody to you. So it's a privilege when you get a word. Don't take it for granted. Amen.
Amen.
So that's your word on the day. Now I'm moving to the prophetic. Let everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is what I'm about to say. This is the prophetic word for 2018.
Hallelujah.
This ain't even on my list.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see something taking place with the Empire State Building. Stay prayerful. That just came before me now. That ain't even on my list. Stay prayerful for New York City. Number one, I see new inventions taking place. Many new inventions that's going to take place in 2018 in different industries. It's going to be a year of inventions. Number two, the car industry will be booming. Number three, get your stocks in that industry. If you can, purchase stocks in that industry. It's going to really be booming. God's going to really favor the car industry. And number four, new babies will be born. New babies. Glory to God. I see some babies going to the ICU, going to like intensive care because of some medical complications. But God is going to get the victory, and those babies are going to be okay. Glory to God.
Amen.
Number five, a few millionaires will be made or well on their way in KCI. Those are
millionaires.
Will be made, I seen R&B singer dying. I seen a politician dying, and I ain't even got this on my list. I seen a politician dying. I seen more R&B singers passing away. And in 2018, stay prayerful for those souls that we want them to come to the Lord. Number seven, I seen new marriages. He said, but be very prayerful because I've seen also new divorces as well. Stay prayerful. Number eight, I see major law settlements and upwards to $25,000 and more being released. I also see somebody getting $100,000 check. I see somebody getting released $100,000. Number nine, I've seen new inventions in space technology. This is very important for our Earth. This is very important for the scientific realm. I've seen new inventions in space technology. Also, some of the space technology is going to be put on display, and some of it can be used for here on Earth as well. So it's going to improve our life here on Earth as well. Number 10, I've seen invasions of China and other Asian countries. Glory to God. Go back to remember while y'all recording these prophecies. Remember, I told you prophecy is subject to our behavior, subject to the prayers of the righteous. So pray for China. Pray for these Asian countries. The United States is going to be involved in that too. Number 11, I've seen new baby geniuses on the news, new child geniuses. They're coming out where they in second grade, but they on an eighth grade or ninth grade level. New baby geniuses on the news. Glory to God. Number 12, I've seen a ship accident in the ocean. Glory to God. We need to stay prayerful for that. Number 13, I'm going to let Apostle April have some words at the end of this, but I just want to prophesy to you all now. Number 13, I seen some of our grandparents going home, meaning passing away. So stay prayerful for this. I've seen some of our grandparents dying and passing away, or elderly people in our life. God is going to take some of them home in 2018. Stay prayerful for this. Number 14, I've seen a rocket ship crashing. I don't know exactly what this is, if they was testing something or what, but I seen it crashing. Number 15, I heard peace in the Middle East in some areas. This is number 15. I heard peace in the Middle East in some areas. Now, you got to understand, the Bible tells us this in Revelations. It speaks on this. Book of Revelation, it says that when they begin to say peace, sudden destruction will come upon them. Specifically, it was talking about in the last days. It was talking about the Middle East situation that's going to be taking place. Now, you got to understand there's many things, and I'm not going to get into end time Bible prophecy right now, but I just want to say this. Many things are going to begin to take place in the earth, but before Jesus comes back, y'all always remember this. When people saying Jesus coming back and when, and people try to predict when he's coming back and all of that those days, that's false. The Bible says no man knows the day nor the hour. But understand this. You understand the sign, you understand the times by the signs. There are certain things that must be fulfilled, that must take place before Jesus comes back. And one of the things that must take place is the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. The rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. Always remember that. They already are starting on it, but always remember that temple has to be built before the revealing of the Antichrist. So always keep that in mind. So we still got grace, we still got some time, but grace is running out. So always remember that. And also, when they start saying peace in the Middle East, when everything's supposed to be peaceful, that's when sudden destruction will befall them. Sudden destruction will come upon them. So keep that in mind. I heard peace in the Middle East, not in all areas, but in some areas. I also see, check this out, I told y'all, me and my wife told y'all to start investing in Iraqi money, dinar and dong. We have let y'all know how we've gotten, now I think we're up to $1 million. And what is it, dinar? And I think we're in the millions now in dong too. I told you guys, it's been for years now. People been saying it's gonna come. But you gotta understand this: President Trump, he bought like billions of dollars worth of shares of dinar and dong. That's Iraqi money and Vietnamese money. And now that he's in office, he's going to begin to secure that area so that he can get profit from that. And anyone that purchases it and buys into it, any day now, it could revalue. And when it revalues, it's going to be a lot of overnight millionaires. Now, when it comes to business and it comes to investment, there are risks involved. But I would rather take a short-term risk like that to have a lifelong reward. So I told you guys, we invested in it, in Iraqi money and Vietnamese money. Those areas will be built up. God told me that Iraq will be like the new Dubai. So keep that in mind. Yes. I'm just trying to help some people out now. Yes. Number 16, I seen massive debt cancellations on many people's reports. Maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, I told y'all to start, those of you all who are under us or in covenant with us and our monthly partners and so forth, I told y'all to start looking at y'all credit reports. I done lost count now. We got so many testimonies, we ain't even shared them all. I done lost count now how many people's credit reports done raised. Some people credit reports raised up to 180 points. 180 points. Some people credit scores went to like 800. Some people 750. I mean, very good credit. I told you all that it was going to happen like 2 or 3 months ago under our ministry, and it's been happening. We got the documentation to prove it. I give God the glory for that. So keep this in mind. He said massive debt cancellation is going to continue on many of you all reports.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of you all ain't been able to go back to school because you got stuff on your credit. It's going to supernaturally be erased. The angel of debt cancellation right now is touching. God's sending his angel to touch. He's sending his angel to touch right now. Some of y'all is canceling. It's been canceling right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've seen new churches being birthed out, but I've also seen them being successful. I seen some of these churches, unfortunately, that have scandals and stuff, but I seen new churches being birthed out, but they were being successful. People living holy lives, people getting delivered and set free.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, God.
Anytime my hand get on fire, it's either healing, restoration, or finances. God is about to bless me even right now today with finances. It's coming right now. It's coming right now. It's coming 24 to 48 hours. It's coming.
Thank you,
Thank you, God. Pray for the church of God and the church of God in Christ. I've seen some major things taking place that's going to shake the church of God in Christ's world. Listen to me. I've seen some major things that's going to shake the church of God in Christ's world. Pray for the church of God denomination as well, because those are two separate denominations. You got the church of God, but then you got the church of God in Christ. Then you got the church of Christ. There's so many different churches. But pray for the church of God specifically and the church of God in Christ. Also pray for the bishop, the presiding bishop in that arena. Call out his name.
Amen.
Glory to God. They still people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's number 19. I seen in the church that God is gonna sit a major pastor down. It's better to sit him down than to kill him. That's the Holy Spirit told me.
Because
God been allowing some of them to check out of here. I prophesied to y'all a few weeks ago. I said a pastor in a hotel somewhere, and he was on drugs, and I seen him die and suffer from an overdose. I prophesied that to you. I think he was in Texas or something. A major pastor had got caught on drugs shortly after I prophesied that, and he was dead. Found dead in a motel. Sad. Pray for the family. But when I prophesy these things, it's good for us to pray that God touch these individuals so that they can turn. Now, whether he in heaven today, I don't know. But all I can do is pray for his family now. It's going to be more. Number 20, I seen a prophet or a pastor lady who will get caught up in scandal. It's going to be publicized. I seen a prophet or a pastor type of lady, whatever, is going to get caught up in scandal. Number 21, again, I seen R&B stars passing. I seen rappers passing as well. I also seen a gospel singer who will pass. And I seen a few actors who will leave. I also seen more sports players, NBA, NFL, and MLB. MLB stands for Major League Baseball, for those of you all who don't know that. I also seen some newscasters passing. Number 22. I seen more hate rallies and marches increasing in the streets. More hate rallies. And watch this. The Lord just brought this before me. I don't even got this right down. Wrote down. He said at one of these rallies, somebody going to get shot and killed. He just told me that. Stay prayerful. Number 23. I've seen something taking place with Louis Farrakhan. We need to stay prayerful for everybody, y'all, because they all souls. You hear what I'm saying? Whether you like them, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, they all souls. So stay prayerful for him. I've seen something taking place with Louis Farrakhan. Number 24. Here's some good news, some more good news. I see healings of cancer taking place, like all over the place.
Glory to God. 25.
I see new inventions taking place in modern medicines. Soon cancer will be a thing of the past. You'll be able to simply get a prescription like taking medicine for a cold. And it will easily go away. I see modern advancements in regards to cancer being made. And also, I told y'all a cure for HIV is coming. And HIV/AIDS is coming. I've seen modern medicine advancements taking place concerning HIV/AIDS as well.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't release the cure.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Number 26. Pray for our men in blue. Whether you lost a loved one to them shooting them, or you had an officer that was a loved one that got killed, pray for them. Their souls. Pray for our men and women in blue. pray for our police officers. I seen somebody randomly, again, because this happened before, but I see copycat crimes coming, randomly targeting and killing police officers, like running up on their car and start dumping. Like, pop, 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 shooting their car up while they sitting on their lunch break.
Oh, my damn husband.
These people are men and women in blue. Some of them are our family members. I also see so much more. But I'm going to cut it off right here. I want you guys to be very prayerful. God wants you to be very prayerful in this hour. He wants you to know that he loves you and has your back. And many great things are coming for Ehobo Shata. Many great things are coming for you, but you got to be in position. Also, something with the salt content and the levels of the ocean he just brought before me. Stay prayerful for our seas and our oceans. There's a lot of marine demons that are going to try to stir up the oceans. I've seen more hurricanes.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.